out of 10 today. Oh, glad to have everybody. We're going to have some fun today. We're going to talk about common sense. We're going to talk about freedom. We're going to talk a little bit about the Communist Manifesto. I don't know about you, but I am sick and tired of hearing that freedom doesn't work. This whole argument that all of our problems are because of capitalism, the free market, and liberty, and that freedom doesn't work and that we need more government and more regulation is just making me so upset, and I know it's upsetting you. And what I want to do is I want to devote the next hour of this show of Common Sense Revisited to how we can talk to people about this and explain to them that we haven't had freedom in this country for about 100 years. We've been living more under the Communist Manifesto than we have under freedom, under the principles of our founders, the principles of liberty that our founders believed in and tried to set up a government that would last for a long time based on those principles. So we need to educate ourselves. We need to talk about this. I'm hoping that after this first hour, people will get some good information that they can share with people that don't understand what's going on, that think that we need more regulators and more regulation. So that's what we're going to talk about, and it's all based around the theme of common sense. And Common Sense Revisited was written by me. It was written for the purpose of creating a paradigm shift to freedom, the same way that Thomas Paine did in 1776. January of 1776 is when he released Common Sense, an 80-page pamphlet about the exact same length as Common Sense Revisited. And it completely changed the feelings, the consciousness, and the opinions of the people of that day. 2.5 million people in the country, somewhere between 2.5 and 3 million is what they estimate. Over 500,000 copies of Common Sense were printed and sold in just about a 4 or 5 month period. 100,000 copies in just 3 or 4 weeks. Started circulating around the colonies. And at that time, in January of 1776, mind you, more than two-thirds, almost 70% of the delegates in Philadelphia were going to vote for getting back with England in January. This is while Washington, Lexington and Concord had already happened, and Washington was in Boston with the troops, pulling together the militias of the different states to fight the British in Boston, and still the delegates in Philadelphia were ready to kiss the feet of the king and march back to loyalty under the king. And that's the situation in January. What could have changed it so drastically to the point where all those delegates would vote unanimously? 12 of the 13 states voted, with New York abstaining. And July 2nd, from January to July, a paradigm shift occurred in 13 colonies. We need to create that same kind of paradigm shift, my friends, in this country, and we need to do it now. We need to do it really, really fast, because what we're going to see today is the final planks of the Communist Manifesto, the final little finishing touches. It's all pretty much been implemented for a long time, but the final touches have been implemented in the recent months and are continuing to be implemented over the next few months, the way things are going, unless we create that paradigm shift. We can't have just a few hundred thousand or even just a few million of us. We need to have tens of millions of people who understand liberty and the principles of liberty. So that's what we're going to talk about today, but I'm sure you have all heard that the free market doesn't work, that whole thing. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about that, and we're going to see that it's not that freedom doesn't work, it's that we don't have enough freedom. Thank you very much.
Yeah. We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt-free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today on Common Sense Revisited. Again, this is Clyde Cleveland. I just want to remind everyone, this is a 2-hour show. The first hour, we're going to talk about free markets and communism and capitalism, what the true nature of all these things are. And we're going to learn some things about what we can tell our friends and other people so we can defend the free market, defend capitalism, and in a really good, educated, successful way, and maybe make some converts. I do want to remind you that in the second hour of the show, our theme is always going to be the coming elections in 2010. And so far, we've had some fantastic candidates. We've had Adam Kokesh in New Mexico and Dr. Vazovsky in South Carolina. We've had today we're going to have Jeff Black from Chicago. Last week, we had Joe Seehusen, who's running for state senator in Maryland. And then we also had Jake Town, who's running for U.S. Congress in Pennsylvania. These are all heroes. I mean, these are heroes. I know what it's like to run for office. I ran for governor of Iowa as a libertarian in 2002. I quit my job. I worked for a year and a half full time on that campaign. It's really tough when you believe in liberty and freedom and the media and the schools are preaching something else. And, you have a lot of educating to do. But, you know, things are changing. Ron Paul has changed the landscape. And, we need to really, really support these heroes who are running. And so I'm devoting the second hour of my show, the second part of my show from now on to these candidates around the country. If you know of any candidates that you would like to have on the show, please contact me. Contact me through commonsenserevisited.com. That's my website, commonsenserevisited.com, where you can also read Common Sense Revisited for free if you would like, and then hopefully order a few hundred copies and send out and give to your friends. So far, most of the candidates, in fact, all the candidates that have been on so far are using Common Sense Revisited as their platform. They hand that out. Dr. Vasovsky was very clear about that. He, when somebody asks for his platform, he just gives them a copy of Common Sense Revisited and said, here, read this. This is what I believe in. So it's a very powerful little pamphlet, and hopefully it'll do the same thing that Thomas Paine's Common Sense did in 1776, which will create a paradigm shift to freedom. But anyway, please join us. Stay with us for the whole time, because we're going to have Jeff Black from Chicago, who is also his title is director of the North American Union Foundation. So that gives you a little bit of a hint about Jeff, and I think we're going to have a very exciting interview with him at 1 o'clock Central Time. So anyway, let's get back to the Communist Manifesto and freedom in this country. When people say that free markets don't work, what do we say back to them? Well, the best thing that I always start is I say, look, we haven't had free markets in this country for over 100 years. And really, the first and most important step that was taken to destroy the free market occurred in 1913, almost 100 years ago today, when our U.S. Congress defied the Constitution and improperly delegated the responsibility to implement our monetary and credit system of this country. They improperly delegated that responsibility to a private cartel of extraordinarily powerful private bankers. That was the first step towards putting our country under the concept, the theory, the philosophy of the Communist Manifesto, written by Marx and Engels in 1948, and away from the free market freedom principles of our founders from the late 1700s. When our Congress took that action, they actually implemented Plank 5 of the Communist Manifesto. Plank 5, to me, I believe, is the most important step in the process of destroying individual sovereignty and strengthening the power of the state and private bankers who control the state. Now, what's interesting, though, is important as Plank 5 is in the Communist Manifesto, and we're going to get to all 10 planks in just a second. They could not have accomplished Plank 5 without the progress they had already made with Plank 6. Plank 6, of course, is control of the means of communication, control of the media. What's interesting, and I learned this when I first read The Creature from Jekyll Island, A Second Look at the Federal Reserve by Ed Griffin, is that already by 1913, the banking families had already purchased significant interest in the most influential newspapers on the East Coast. That media influence is what helped them get Woodrow Wilson elected. Of course, you all know, I would hope that you would all know, if you don't, in 1910 is when these bankers met, and their representatives met in Jekyll Island. At the same lodge which I was at with Ed Griffin and Bob Schultz a few weeks ago, in the same very same room where they met, and they spent 2 weeks. In the first week, they talked about how they were going to get Woodrow Wilson elected, their strategy for that, which they executed flawlessly, got Woodrow Wilson in. And the second week, they spent talking about how they would name the Federal Reserve, the name they came up with the name, the Federal Reserve, at that meeting. And basically make it sound like it was part of the government when it really wasn't, and all the strategy of making it sound like it was top down or bottom up rather than top down with the regional banks, which really it wasn't. All this illusion, smoke and mirrors, was all planned out in advance in 1910. You got to read that book if you haven't. You need to read it and get everyone you can. That actually will be, if you can get somebody to actually read that book, the first step in explaining to them and making them understand that we haven't been living under freedom for almost 100 years in this country will be taken if they read that book. Okay, so let's talk about this. Plank 2. Plank 2 is a progressive income tax, also passed in 1913 and signed into law by Wilson. So let's review all 10 planks and see how many of them have been fully implemented, how many partially, and how many are being fully implemented right now. Well, first of all, is abolition of property and land. and application of all rents of land to public purposes. Well, this is already heavily implemented, and that's what property taxes do. Property tax assessment methods is probably the most visible sign of our loss of property rights, but also certainly the way they can take and seize property for nonviolent behavior, such as violations of zoning laws, environmental and endangered species laws, licensing laws, tax laws, gun laws, drug laws. All of these are means for the government to take your land. Uniform building code guidelines state that alteration on one's home requires a permit unless specifically exempted, unquote. This is the from the old 19th century Prussian philosophy that everything not expressly permitted is forbidden. So basically, the main categories of things that we own, our business, our house, or our car, even our bank account can be seized for mere paperwork crimes. Also, rental inspection property laws, which have been passed around the country, written at the Council on Foreign Relations in Washington, D.C., and implemented nationwide, city by city, giving the government, local government, even more power and authority to regulate private property. So I would say abolition of property and land and application of all rents and land public purposes has maybe not been 100% implemented, but pretty much 95%. I would say at 95%. Okay, number two, plank two, a heavy progressive or graduated income tax. This is 100% fully implemented in this country since 1913. And what's even more exciting is that 43 states, of course, have passed income taxes, and now many cities have passed income taxes. I have a friend in Venice Beach, California, who pays city, state, and federal income tax, believe it or not. The worst tax, I believe, in the history of civilization. Penalizes hard work, motivation, investment, and capital formation, creates a huge industry of tax preparation and avoidance mechanisms. It's totally non-productive. It encourages cheating, black markets, and disrespect for the law. It is designed to destroy freedom. Heavy, progressive, graduated income tax, fully implemented since 1913. Plank three, abolition of all rights of inheritance. This is fully implemented. The right has been abolished. They will let you keep certain amounts, depending on how much you have. If the amount is small enough, the heirs can keep it all. But at certain levels, death taxes kick in, which lets the state take as much as 55%. So even though the estate may consist entirely of after-tax money, in other words, your estate may be money that you've already paid taxes on, you still get taxed again, inheritance taxes. So abolition, I would say plank three has also been fully implemented. Plank four, confiscation of the property of all immigrants and rebels, heavily implemented. Wealthy Americans who emigrate to foreign tax havens who acquire foreign passports are subject to special plunder. USA is the earth's only government that taxes its citizens' income earned outside of our borders. Only one in the world. Plank four, I would say heavily to complete. I'd say let's just call it 95%. Plank five, centralization of credit in the banks of the state by means of a national bank with state capital and an exclusive monopoly, of absolutely word-for-word description of the Federal Reserve. And it was fully implemented in this country since 1913. How could anyone say that we have free markets in a free country, in this country, when Plank 5 of the Communist Manifesto, the most important plank, the most important one in terms of controlling everything and the financial activity of all the millions of people in the country, Plank 5 has already been implemented. We'll get back with the last five planks, folks, in just a second. I'm going to start when we come back with a quote from Woodrow Wilson about Plank 5, and then we'll continue on with this concept. Okay, thanks for joining us. Please don't go away. Come on back in just a couple minutes. Thanks for joining us. We'll be right back.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back again, and a couple reminders for those who may have just joined us. At the top of the hour, we're going to have Jeff Black from Chicago running for office in Chicago. Right now we're talking about the whole concept that freedom is at fault and has destroyed our country, and that we need more government, we need more regulation to control things so that we can solve all of our economic problems, which have been all caused by that evil concept of capitalism. We've just gone through the first five planks of the Communist Manifesto. We've seen how every single one has either been 100% fully implemented. The two most important ones in those first five, the progressive income tax and the central bank, fully 100% implemented since 1913. Now we're going to take up number six, centralization of the means of communication, in other words, the media, and transport, the way we move and travel in the hands of the state, heavily implemented. I mean, again, you could almost say fully implemented here. I'd say, again, 95%. We know the consolidation of the media companies has occurred. There's five or six media companies in the country that control 95 to 98% of the media. If you look at the boards of directors of those and the officers in those companies and the main talking heads, they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations or Trilateral Commission or Bilderbergers or one of the many groups that are controlled by the central bankers and these elites. So you see common sense revisited. I have some telling quotes. This one is from Richard Cohen, former senior producer of CBS Political News. Quote, "We are going to impose our agenda on the coverage by dealing with issues and subjects that we choose to deal with," end quote. And I could go on. If you want to read more about this, Global Government, the Ultimate Surrogate chapter in Common Sense Revisited, I have some great quotes in there from David Rockefeller about the media and people from inside the media about the media and how this is all tied in with the Council on Foreign Relations. I don't have time to go into that now. But I think we could all agree centralization of the means of communication and transport in the hands of the state is either 100% or very close to being fully implemented in this country. 7, extension of factories and instruments of production owned by the state, bringing into cultivation wastelands and heavy improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Well, this is heavily implemented. We all know federal, state, and municipal governments are all involved in ownership, production, and management and delivery of goods and services to consumers. I mean, this is one of those that we've gone from 95% to 99% in the last few months, with General Motors now being owned by the government. Who would have thought that something like that could ever happen? There was a great YouTube going around this week of this congresswoman from Minnesota talking about how the dealerships, the Chevy dealerships, GM dealerships, have to go to their state senators and U.S. senators now who are politically connected to get them their dealerships back or get them, some benefit. So it's basically the government acting like the mafia now, was her point. We've got organized crime at the highest levels of our government now. That's basically how we're running our companies in this country. But government is involved in power generation, construction, broadcasting, security services, agriculture, forestry, communications, housing, insurance, FEMA, Social Security, SSI, bookmaking, gambling, lotteries, and casinos. Basically, it's involved in organized crime. The IRS, FTB, Board of Equalization take money from wage earners by force. And if citizens resist, the IRS and these other agencies are authorized to use even more force to collect even more money. At number 7, I would say fully implemented. Number 8, the bringing into cultivation of wastelands and improvement of the soil generally in accordance with a common plan. Well, it's interesting here. I'm just going to mention 7, 8, and 9 planks, all mention agriculture. And it was of supreme importance to Marx and Engels that agriculture be totally controlled by the government. Since then, they have made tremendous progress. And I believe that this whole ownership of genetically engineered foods and genetically engineered strains of seeds is all part of this, making this from 95 to 100% fully implemented. Because if you look at the ownership of several of these companies, you see the same people on the boards of directors, officers, all either Trilateral Council on Foreign Relations, Bilderbergers, very heavily influenced by these same people in agriculture and genetic engineering and biotech. Number 10, this is the great one. Free education for all children in public schools, fully implemented in this country since 1918. And since I've been a kid going to school in the 50s and 60s growing up, the government, federal government, getting more and more involved every year, every decade, and our education getting worse and worse and worse. Again, please read the chapter on education and indigenous power and Common Sense Revisited for a good summary of this. But again, we could say number 10 is fully implemented. So those are the 10 planks, folks, of the Communist Manifesto. And once you go through those with your friends, you should be able to make a very good case that we have been living more under the Communist Manifesto for the last 100 years than we have the Declaration of Independence, which is based on totally opposite principle, absolutely totally opposing principles between the two. We'll get back to this again in just a minute. It looks like we're going to this. So we'll conclude some concluding remarks on the Communist Manifesto, and I've got a great quote about Marx from one of his major critics from 1869, from Bakunin. Okay, we'll get right to it. Thanks a lot.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecretstoyouth.com. That's learnthesecretstoyouth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary. Activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Hello, everyone. We're back. This is Clyde Cleveland with Common Sense Revisited. Today, we're talking about the Communist Manifesto, how the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto have basically been fully implemented now in this country, many of them for about 100 years. So to say that we've been living under freedom and that the free markets don't work is totally absurd, because we haven't been living under freedom in this country for a long, long time. We're going to give some concluding remarks on the Communist Manifesto and our current situation in just a minute, but we do have a caller and with a question, and so I'm going to take Scott from Iowa. Scott, go ahead. You're up.
Hey, Clyde. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thanks for calling.
Hey, I just wanted to take a minute to promote Common Sense Revisited for all the people out there who are listening and haven't read it yet. It truly is a paradigm-shifting pamphlet, and I'm very
When did you read it, Scott?
Oh, I read it when I was campaigning for Ron Paul earlier in 2007.
Okay. What was it that got you in Common Sense Revisited and made you think that it was something that could be special and really help people understand freedom?
Well, it's really it's the consciousness aspect, really. I mean, it's so down to earth and cut and dry when it comes to the explanations of how we've gone from a freedom and liberty-oriented nation to a top-down control style of government, where the people have less and less of a voice in their own government, and the government has become increasingly hostile to our freedoms, etc. But really, I think the thing that matters the most, particularly at this time, is that where we're looking for that paradigm shift of going back to indigenous power, of where the people are really having their voices heard by the people that are supposed to be representing them. And, you know, like these bailouts, you see a 98-99% huge groundswell of opposition to these things, and yet our representatives in D.C. just can't wait to sell us out to the big banks and the swindlers in, you know, from Wall Street and in Washington.
Right. Well, that's a, you know, it's, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that was exactly the point I was just going to make about the Communist Manifesto. When people say we have freedom in this country, when that bailout bill that you just mentioned, that whole week-long period there where the people spoke so loudly and so clearly, Democrats and Republicans, and caused that first vote in the House to be to turn that bailout bill down, because you had 98%. In fact, even Feinstein, who was voted for the bailout and, of course, for the bailout, admitted that 98% of the people that called her, and she's a Democrat, so it was Republicans and Democrats, of course, calling her and emailing her, were against the bailout. And what saw, and what you saw, Scott, that week was an extraordinary example, clear example, exactly what I'm talking about, because that first vote, the people did have some impact, and they could see that when people really rise up and speak, that they can have an impact. But as soon as that happened, you saw the real powers that be take over. And with the powers that be right now, the power elites in this country have firmly taken hold of the leadership of all the major institutions, what we call surrogates and Common Sense Revisited, the Republican and Democratic Party, as an institution. So what did you see that week? You saw Obama, you saw McCain, the Republican and Democratic candidates working together to get that bill passed in the House and the Senate. You saw Bush and Pelosi and Reid and all the leaders of both the Democratic Party and the Republican Party in both the House and the Senate and the White House all working as a team. Now, how could that possibly be where the Democrats and Republicans, against the will of the people, would get those bills passed anyway? You see that right there, you can see that the institutions, the leadership of the institutions in this country, are not controlled by the people. They're controlled by these cartels.
And anybody with two bits of common sense should be able to realize that that instance right there obliterated any, you know, shreds of doubt as to whether there's true diversity and representation here. You know, there are very few people in our Congress and in the Senate who exercise the true power of their voice. And, you know, two good examples from both sides of the aisle, Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich. You know, these are guys who get up there and they say the things that people need to hear, because that's what they're there to do. They're supposed to be up there to protect us from the government, which is always expanding as an institution. It always wants more control over my life and the things that I'm doing. And that's just not something that was envisioned by our founders.
Well, I don't know if you would agree with this, Scott, but what I think is that that we're most of the people in your generation, my generation, all the way down now, has been brainwashed to believe that the solution to our problems is more government control, more government power, the drug war. Of course, solve the drug war by giving the federal government billions and billions of dollars. Well, we've seen how well that's worked.
Yeah.
So in Common Sense Revisited, what I tried to do was show how freedom could better solve problems than top-down government. Do you think that that kind of gets through to people when they read it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, there are many, many new pathways that people are, that are opening up to people for us to start expressing that indigenous powers in ways that we haven't really experienced yet. You know, like I was discussing with you a little bit yesterday, the Common Good Bank is a really miraculous idea. I think that if we can start implementing complementary currencies and end the domination of the dollar and end our addiction to that on a community level from the ground up, literally, you know, where you've got communities of people organizing and agreeing with each other that, hey, you know, we realize that currency is really actually nothing more than an accounting system, and that we can function on our own independent of this insane currency, which has been, you know, tyrannical around the globe.
Right. Well,
it will start to strengthen our community as well.
Yeah, you're right. And I definitely want to start interviewing people that have alternative currency ideas, because that is, you know, one of the ways to get things going from the bottom up. Of course, I'm quite familiar with Ithaca Hour in New York, which it was Cornell, New York, or, you know, Ithaca, New York, where Cornell University is. It's had a successful local currency and American Liberty Dollar, American Liberty Currency. You know, of course, the government shut them down. But I do believe, like you said, that you know, there are many bottom-up solutions we can implement on our own to start to break this stranglehold of control. But don't you think that really it comes with education? We got to get more people educated.
Absolutely.
To create that paradigm shift.
Exactly. Yeah. It is a matter of consciousness. You know, you've got to get enough people to realize that, you know, hey, you know, I don't constantly have to be this poor, hapless sap at just kind of at the whims and desires of these people in a city that's on the other side of the country from me. You know,
right.
I'm the one who creates the world that I live in around me actively through my choices and through my actions and through how I exercise my voice.
Right.
And so I think that really does start as a matter of awareness and consciousness.
Right. And so I'm glad you called in. And so you think that Common Sense Revisited was worthwhile and a worthwhile
absolutely.
Thing to give to your friends. And,
oh,
and are you, how old are you, Scott, by the way? How old are you?
23.
Okay. Well, you and the people in your age group know that there is no way you're going to be able to support my age group, my baby boomer generation. And the demographics just don't work. The economics
just
don't work.
The numbers just don't. They aren't there. There's no money there for it.
No, not unless you want to be paying about 85% of what you make in taxes to give to us to be on Social Security and all
which
these other
absolutely absurd
Medicare and Medicaid and everything else.
Yeah,
it's just not going to work. It's not going to work. Well, thank you so much for calling in, and we'll get back to you again. Call in next week when we get that fellow on the currency. We'd love to have your opinion again, and you know, stay tuned for the next hour. We have Jeff Black on from Chicago. We'll be taking questions again. Anybody wants to call in, by the way, folks, I've been negligent to give this number out too many times today. The number is 800-313-9443, and Scott, thanks again for calling in.
Thanks,
appreciate
brother.
It very much.
You, brother.
Take care. All right, so that was great because that helped me make the points I wanted to make. I mean, it's so clear that we are not living under freedom in this country, and that bailout situation made it very, very clear that our government is controlled by the elite. It's controlled by the financial elite in this country. It's interesting, Marx and Engels, here's a good quote from them in the Communist Manifesto. The proletariat, the people, will use its political supremacy to wrest by degree all capital from the bourgeois, to centralize all instruments of production in the hands of the state, including the proletariat organized as a ruling class, and to increase the total productive forces as rapidly as possible. Of course, in the beginning, this can't be effected by means of despotic inroads on the rights of property and on the conditions of bourgeois production, by means of measures, therefore, which appear economically insufficient and untenable, but which in the course of the movement outstrip themselves, necessitate further inroads upon the social order, and are unavoidable as a means of entirely revolutionizing the mode of production. And the result of their theory, when all their so-called class destruction is completed, this is what their theory says will be in place of this terrible bourgeois society. In place of the old bourgeois society with its classes and class antagonisms, we shall have an association in which the free development of each is the condition for the free development of all, end quote. Well, I don't think that the Russians, Chinese, North Koreans, East Germans, who have lived under these oppressive regimes would agree with that description of the communist utopia. You know, you'd think that the failed experiments of communism and all forms of socialism everywhere would be enough to make people realize that collectivism in all its forms do not work. But, you know, after reading about Marx, and there's a great book out here, The Marx Nobody Knows, by Gary North. I read that, and it's just some fantastic things in there about Marx and Engels. By the way, they were both from wealthy families. Neither Marx nor Engels ever experienced the life of a member of the proletariat. They were theorists and philosophers. Marx especially was a critic. He criticized everyone and everything. Never anything constructive. He was all about tearing down. I worked in steel mills growing up. I worked in garden centers. I worked on the railroad before I graduated from college. That's how I worked my way through college, working construction in the steel mills in south of Chicago. I think I learned more about the proletariat than Marx or Engels ever learned in their entire academically oriented lives. And the one thing I learned from my experience of working all those years with people, the laborers, the construction laborers, the people on the railroad, the people working in gardening, what Marx would call the proletariat was one thing. I learned one really important thing, that what those people cared about was a chance for them and especially their children for upward mobility. And history teaches us that there's only one thing that provides the opportunity for upward mobility in this world. And that is maximum freedom, bottom-up structure of government versus the controlled environment of a top-down model of government, which is what we have today. And that's why, folks, for centuries, people wanted to come to America, for the opportunity to be free and to improve their families' lives. It wasn't until recently they started to come here for free medical care. And that is such a shame. For hundreds of years, people wanted freedom so that their children could live a better life and have upward mobility. That's what freedom does. So on that point, the communist regimes, Russia, China, North Korea, East Germany, have never had a problem with illegal immigration, have they? Keep that in mind. You can always use that on your friends. In fact, they had a difficult time keeping people in their countries. That one glaring difference should be enough for any reasonable human being to realize that collectivism of all kinds does not work and that freedom does work. Now, I want to share a just absolutely amazing quote. This is from Bakunin. This was a quote from Michael Bakunin from 1869. 1869, folks, you're not going to believe how perceptive and prescient this quote is. Bakunin was quite a guy. He was a revolutionary anarchist and a rival of Marx in their battle for control over the International Workingmen's Association. And in 1869, he accurately prophesied what would be the legacy of Marx's theory of communism and statism, basically. And here I'm going to read you the quote, starting with this. This is the beginning of the quote. The reasoning of Marx ends in absolute contradiction. Taking into account only the economic question, he insists that only the most advanced countries, those in which capitalist production has attained greatest development, are the most capable of making social revolution. These civilized countries, to the exclusion of all others, are the only ones destined to initiate and carry through this revolution. This revolution will expropriate, either by peaceful, gradual, or violent means, the present property owners and capitalists. They appropriate all the landed property and capital, and to carry out its extensive economic and political programs, and I bolden this quote right here, the next few words is bold, the revolutionary state will have to be very powerful and highly centralized. The state will administer and direct the cultivation of the land by means of its salaried officials commanding armies of rural workers organized and disciplined for this purpose. And then again, I bolden this next sentence. And again, this is still more of the quote from Bakunin. At the same time, on the ruins of the existing banks, it will establish a single state bank which will finance all labor and national commerce. Last paragraph here of this quote. This is where it gets really interesting and is very pertinent to today's situation. Continuing the quote from Bakunin, it is readily apparent how such a seemingly simple plan of organization can excite the imagination of the workers who are as eager for justice as they are for freedom and who foolishly imagine that the one can exist without the other. as if in order to conquer and consolidate justice and equality, one could depend on the other efforts of others, particularly on governments, regardless of how they may be elected or controlled, to speak and act for the people, exclamation point. And then this last paragraph, last sentence here of this quote is just going to blow your mind. For the proletariat, this will, in reality, be nothing but a barracks, a regime where regimented working men and women will sleep, wake, work, and live to the beat of a drum, where the shrewd and educated will be granted government privileges, and where the mercenary-minded, attracted by the immensity of the international speculations of the state bank, will find a vast field for lucrative, underhanded dealings. End quote. We'll get back to that in just a second, folks. Thanks for joining us. Come on back. We got another segment here before we start the top of the hour show. Thanks a lot.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, Zero Debt in 90 Days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 debt relief secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey, we're back, folks, with Common Sense Revisited with Clyde Cleveland. Thanks for joining us today. We have about 5 more minutes. We've been talking about the Communist Manifesto. Primarily what we've been talking about today is that it's not freedom's fault that we're in this situation. It's the fact that we have a lack of freedom and a lack of liberty in this country today. Instead of following the 2 fundamental principles that Richard Mayberry talks in his book, in his fantastic series of books, including Whatever Happened to Penny Candy, there's really 2 principles that all we, it's all the only laws that we need Number one is that you do all that you agree to do. In other words, you follow your agreements, you actually perform on your word. And number two is you never encroach on the rights or property of others. Those were the two principles that our founders understood, and they tried to create a situation in this country where the people would have the indigenous power, and we'd have a bottom-up society where all the power and the control was at the local level with the individuals, and that the government at the federal and state level would be extremely limited and balanced with all kinds of checks and balances. And so we haven't had that for over 100 years because the Communist Manifesto, all the planks have been basically implemented, starting with the progressive income tax and central banking since 1913. We do not have freedom in this country. It's an illusion of freedom that the people who control the media are very good at perpetuating. But anyway, I just read before the break a fantastic quote from 1869 by Michael Bakunin about Karl Marx and what Marxism and communism would lead to. And the final quote of that talked about the mercenary-minded private bankers. And he predicted in 1869 exactly what's happened in the last year as the natural conclusion of Marx's philosophies. I believe that Bakunin was shrewd enough to see that the result of Marx and Engels' vision would be exactly what we have in America today. These mercenary, quote, mercenary-minded private bankers and their cronies and major securities firms and other major corporations have taken over our institutions with an intellectual, business, and political elite to do their bidding. And the proletariat have the illusion, us, the people, have the illusion of freedom and prosperity, but as we have recently seen, these mercenary-minded individuals can manipulate the monetary system at their whim to create bubbles and busts, which create opportunities for them to reap enormous profits. And the middle class, us, we get most of our life savings wiped out, and what is left of their life savings devalued through even more government-fed money creation. While at the same time, we continue to lose our personal freedom because whenever they come to the conclusion that they need something to fix things, it's because we have too much freedom. And with every war and with every created financial crisis, the bankers increase their own power and their own control. And the final goal of these mercenary-minded families is to destroy the one country in the world where the founding documents give the individual control of their government and monetary system, the United States of America. And once that's accomplished, they can have an all-powerful world government with a World Bank, International Monetary Fund, International Bank of Settlements, in total control of the financial and banking system. And life under such a system will be exactly as Bakunin described in the quote I read earlier. And so, folks, I guess you can never have enough power and money. Please wake up your friends, your family, your neighbors. We have to take back our country now. Read CommonSenseRevisited.com. You can go online, join the Campaign for Liberty, get involved with Republic Broadcasting Network, get involved with We the People and the Continental Congress that we have coming up in November. These are all things that can help us take back our country, but it starts with you. CommonSenseRevisited.com. Thanks for joining us. Come back. Stay with us. We got a great interview coming up in the next hour.
With recent international flight